Hello and welcome to the Echo Chamber podcast. My name is Tony Groves and Martin. We are remote recording and we've done this several times. We've done it for people all over the world. But this is the firm we're doing it because you're actually self-isolating. How are you holding up?
I'm holding up grand, Tony. I think everybody should be self-isolating now. Everybody.
Well, when you consider now that the WHO has confirmed that it is a global pandemic.
Yes. World War Corona, Tony. World War Corona.
It's very, very, very concerning. And if you're not concerned, you really need to wake yourself up. Don't listen to the people who keep saying it's just the flu. A very sad news out of the east of the country that we've had. The first person has lost their life to the coronavirus. You know, it's someone has lost their loved one, and you know, family is without someone tonight, and you know, your heart has to go out to them because this is the sort of thing now that we were all afraid of, and now it's starting to happen.
And the WHO is saying it is alarmed at the level of inaction. Those are the words: alarmed at the level of inaction. So, you know, listen to the experts. The experts are differing. Those who are closer to the epicenter are telling us lockdown last week. And those who are here looking at our health system are saying, we might in a week, we might not, we might next week. Lockdown now, it's a pandemic, no kids in school, nobody in college, vital services only. And the Greens have come up with a plan. Well, they call it a suggestion. They've put just that forward. Lockdown, let's go seriously.
It's funny you mentioned the Greens. I was speaking to Peter Cavanagh, our councillor, earlier today, who he works with Active Retirement Ireland, and they were publishing, sort of the HSE recommendations. They're very, very basic, as you'd imagine, but it's really simple stuff. You know, it's wash your hands, or if you're symptomatic, don't present to a doctor's office. Ring. You know, make sure you're not putting other people at risk. The free phone number for people just so they know is 1-800-80-45-91. That's 1-800-80-45-91. And you got to take COVID-19 seriously. This is now well beyond the idea of, you know, we can just sit online and debate one another backwards and forwards.
Yeah, this is not the arena of ideas. This is about action now. We need action now. Look, what you can do on a personal level, there are healthcare workers that you know that you can go and say to them, look, I'll have a hot dinner here for you. It'll be just give me a ring when you get home. We'll leave it on a plate outside. It's there for you. Offer to mind their kids if you can mind their kids, because they can't leave them with granny anymore. Those days are gone. So if you can offer to mind kids for an hour or for a day, or you may have to mind them for weeks, depending how this goes on.
Well, I would say to you also, you saw this last night on social media where Helen O'Reilly started a little hashtag self-isolation health. And I would say check it out because it'll give you, if you think that you can help your neighbour or people in your community, you want to, you know, be able to bring people who are self-isolating, who are vulnerable, that you need to bring them, you know, shopping or medicine or whatever it is, you know, check that out, volunteer. You know, that they're your neighbours are around you. We are a community. We do come together. And I've seen GPs and doctors and people across the country talking about how good and you know, the public are reacting very positively. They are ringing the number as opposed to walking into a GP surgery and putting other people at risk. They are taking personal responsibility. Not everybody headed off to bloody Cheltenham to make a...
We have so many people coming into this country now, Tony, who need to be isolated. So the only sensible thing now to do is lock it down. And hopefully the WHO giving out about governments not doing enough will bring it home to people. They're not doing enough.
I think a lot of the levers of power, as Simon McGarr calls them, been pulled on very quickly. We are seeing, you know, the rapid response, and I mean this in the loosest terms of, you know, because we said back in late February, well, actually around the 22nd of February, that there was going to be a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael coalition was it that the markets demanded it, and we actually put up a podcast and said, would coronavirus be the thing that actually expedited it? And I'm not saying it's one of those moments where you're sick that you're right about something. You know, you don't want to.
Tony, I think, you know, I said it a good while ago that something like the coronavirus was going to force the government to come together. At this stage, we don't need partisan government. We need a united government. We need everybody on board. We have passed the point where you can have an opposition and a government. We need everybody working together. We need a unity government that's going to work together, and we need it to happen now. It can't be 12 hours from now or 12 days from now. Swallow egos, go in there, everybody, every hand on deck. Whatever actions are taken, let us take them as a nation. Let us act as a nation.
I have to say that that's not going to happen. The other two will not allow Sinn Féin anywhere near.
Tony, it's beyond. We're beyond this petty shite. We're beyond it.
You're naive if you think that's going to happen. It's not going to happen. They're not going.
If it doesn't happen today, it'll happen next week, Tony. Everything is going to happen now. It's just a matter of when it happens.
Fine Gael will have a government by some stage next week, and that's where. They had hoped to get Paddy's Day out of the way, get their truth right. They had hoped then that they'd managed to get themselves maybe through the Easter up to the holidays, and then after the holidays and treat themselves new government. That's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen.
No, they have to do it now. And you know, we need people actually pulling levers of power, and we need the doctors, the nurses, the health professionals, and the experts supported in every way they can. And one of those levers is in the health system itself, is taking all of the capacity we have in that. And in that capacity, I include both the public and the private health service. We need to see that if we're going to have a call for ICU beds or for experts or for actual medical professionals, that if there's capacity there in the private system, it should be there to alleviate the burden, because it's time now that all has to go away. We need to treat this seriously.
We need to protect the core health service, Tony, the public service. It needs to be protected. And if we have to sacrifice the private service to do it, it needs to be done. And this can't wait for 2 weeks for somebody to make the decision. This needs strong leadership, and we just don't have it. We're not going to have it if you have a government and an opposition sniping each other. What you need is unity. What you need is good, fast decisions moving forward. Decisions that exceed expectations. Decisions that exceed guidelines.
Yeah, I would be saying to people, better to be people give out for you overstated it. Then you understated it and got it horribly wrong. You know,
that's and look, that post-mortem, Tony, will come one way or another.
Yes.
It will come one way or another. But let's do it that we saved more lives than we thought we could. Let's do it that way.
I agree with you. I think it's better to err on the side of caution on something like this. You know, it goes back to, and coming back to the government again, you know, and the argument that's been pushed back of the damage this is going to do to the economy, and it will. It absolutely will.
Let me tell you the damage it has done already, Tony. This damage of saying it's only a flu, it'll only affect some. There are so many people in denial out there. Denial, there are confirmations going on. It's a green week in school. There's Seachtain na Gaeilge. From tomorrow morning on, there's big assemblies. The kids are all going into them. This is insane. Lock it down now. Now.
Never mind that. I would say, you know, anybody who's saying, what about consumer sentiment? Anybody who's saying, don't
pick
up the markets. Anybody who's saying, you know, think of the jobs. All of that has to go in the bin right now. Because the simple fact is, if the states don't step up, and I say states as in multiple countries around the world, and respond to this in a way that we all can say, well, look, this was everybody put on a war footing to some degree.
It is a war, Tony. It is a war.
Yes, but Martin, they went on a war footing for banks, okay?
Yeah, they did.
36 hours or over a weekend or over 18 holes of golf, whatever the mythology around it is now, they managed to come up with a bailout of 64 billion.
Yeah, they did, Tony.
We need a response that's equivalent of that, and we need that response quickly. And we need to say that we are going to protect our citizens, and the cost be damned. And I mean that, honestly. I mean,
Tony, without a society, you have no economy. We've said it before. You need a society first. The trauma that's going to come our way, for all of us, the collective trauma, we have no idea. We have no idea. Nobody does, really. I hate to think that I'm right, Tony. I hate to think that I'm right. I don't want to be right. But the WHO has now said they are not taking enough action. So, look, we may have to bypass our governments. Take your kids out of school. Stop going to work. There are teachers who are due to head into work tomorrow, knowing that there is a global pandemic. Now, somebody needs to make that decision right now. No, it's not happening. They're not going to school. There won't be assemblies. There won't be confirmations. The schools are closed. The churches are closed. The pubs are closed. Need to do it now.
I think I think life will go on. I'm hoping that we will. It won't be as, the repercussions won't be as bad as we feel that they could be. And I just do hope, though, that sensible precautions and the members of the state steps up. Absolutely.
Angela Merkel just said that 70% of Germans are going to get it. Right, the mortality rate in Italy is running at 5%. Even if you were bloody lucky and could bring it down to 2%, you're still talking millions and millions of people across Europe. Millions. Millions.
Look, we need to be we all need to be vigilant. We all need to be washing our hands. We all need to be practicing.
We all need governments that, yeah, there is huge, look, Tony, that's a huge part of it. We need governments that can make that possible. We need governments that it's okay for people not to go to work, that it's okay for them to self-isolate, that they won't run out of food, that the electricity won't go off, that they won't face eviction when it's over.
We also need to see if you have the capacity to work remotely, or you don't have sufficient broadband, that the likes of the Vodafones and the mobile broadband providers, that they up their bandwidth limits. They allow people to use their data.
Tony,
they have to step up as well. There's a place in this for business.
Everybody, and I mean everybody. Nobody's data should go off for lack of paying a bill for the next 2 weeks. Nobody. The world needs to be in communication. People need to be in communication. We are lucky in that sense. When we mean isolation, we mean physical isolation. We don't mean that you have to be completely isolated from the rest of the world. And we're the first generation that can turn around and say, we don't have to be that isolated, even though we're physically isolated. But we need everybody, keep the lights on, keep the communications on. We need the support for essential workers. And that's down to us, all of us, to give essential workers support. They could end up sleeping in hospitals to protect their families. They're going to need people to step up and help with their families.
Yeah,
and we're going to need it.
That is, and I made the point yesterday where someone asked me about did I know someone from a charity, and you know, within an hour I reached out to someone else and it was resolved, and I did nothing other than just, you know, put people in touch with one another, but people are inherent good. They will help.
Yeah, they
we
will.
Just need that.
They will. We need the leadership, Tony. We need the leadership.
And I do, it does worry me, obviously, because I do think that, I do think that when push comes to shove, they will do the right thing. But I also...
We can't afford the time, Tony. We can't afford the time to wait push to shove. We can't. They either are on board with the people or step out of the way and let somebody who will be on board with the people take care of it. If you're not capable of this as a politician, if you're not, do the decent thing. Step up and say, look, I'm not capable of dealing with this. Let those who feel they are capable deal. Let those who can make the decisions make the decisions. But time is not on our side.
Look, guys, all I'd say to you, if you're at home and you're listening to this, make sure you're looking after you're not putting the people who you know who are vulnerable, putting them at risk. If you are vulnerable, make sure you're self-isolated and you're taking the best steps as possible. and make sure that people start to take bloody things seriously, because unfortunately people are going to die.
No, yeah, no more of it's just the flu. Please, guys, stop.
The medical professionals, keep an eye on the HSE website with the updates. There is an element of personal responsibility in this, and there is an element of making sure that we all get through this. We have to make sure that the spike in this is taken down, because if the spike hits what it hits, it can bring down a health system. And
your health system is just one part of the domino, Tony. It's domino effect after that. Everything falls.
Look, you know, we've spoken to, I put it up online yesterday saying that, you know, Martin, you're now, you know, you're self-isolating given your own situation.
Yeah, as much as possible. Like two people today, I had to interact with two people today. You know, that's my circle, and that's my circle is no more than four or five people. And I really want to get it smaller. I want to get it down to maybe one, two people. That's all I'm going to ever see now between now and when it's over, Tony.
Well, look, you know, we'll try and put these podcasts out. It's not that easy.
But, yeah, no, look, this is going to be a tough time for everybody, and we understand that. But we want to keep doing podcasts. And we will have guests. We'll be doing pods with guests from remote places. Look, throw a few bob in, keep us going. We need to keep these out, and we just need to keep them going. And take care of yourselves out there, and really do take care of yourselves.
I second that. Talk to y'all soon. Take care. Bye-bye.